This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do in your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
The social media lit up after the group Rascal Flatts abruptly cut short its concert near Indianapolis at Noblesville. Concertgoers said they expected at least a couple of more songs, but the band stopped, and the people in attendance were told by security the concert was over. On its Facebook page, the group posted that there were security concerns. From This Week in Agribusiness, in the summer of 18, some of us have been recalling what was going on 30 years ago this summer, during the drought of 88. Wednesday night, I was recalling in a post on LinkedIn about the night of 8-8-88. It was the first night of night baseball at Chicago's Wrigley Field, and it rained over that area of Chicago toward the end of summer that had been extremely dry, a summer in which crop yields were cut dramatically. A very different summer than this one. Well, with one very notable exception, Missouri. That state is still nearly 98% covered by some form of dryness or drought, according to this week's Drought Monitor. And it was worse than a week ago. Nearly 20% of Missouri is covered by extreme and exceptional drought. That's mainly in the northern part of the state. If you look at the entire Midwest, about 37% of the region now has some form of dryness or drought. And for those of you hoping for a shot of tropical moisture that can sometimes arrive here in the heartland from the Gulf of Mexico, or maybe it backs up from the eastern coast toward the eastern corn belt, helping the late soybean yields, it appears that prospect is diminished, thanks in part to a developing El Nino. Federal forecasters this week said a below-normal Atlantic hurricane season is most likely. They are forecasting 9 to 13 named tropical storms. Of those, anywhere from 4 to 7 will become hurricanes, and that's a downgrade from the earlier hurricane prediction made in May. Say if you enjoy looking at the things happening in the heavens at night, this weekend will be a key time for people across the U.S. to witness one of the most plentiful meteor showers. According to the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, according to their prediction, you might be able to witness 50 to 100 meteors per hour in clear summer night skies. The astronomers will tell you, though, get out of town. Get away from the light pollution. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.